This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. I actually have a wedding this morning in some far-out place, so I figured we'll talk about Inyane Chasana, because Inyane Diyayma, and it's a major sugya on Daf Zayin in Ksubis. Actually, I'll tell you the truth. When I was in yeshiva on Daf Zayin, we focused on the sugya of Mitoich, which is something probably I would have ordinarily done, but we did not do this sugya of Birchas Erusin. And actually, this is a fascinating sugya, so I'm very excited to learn it. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara on Zayin Amud Beis, toward the bottom, Mevorchin Birchas Chasanim Beveis Chasanim Birchas Erusin Beveis Erusin. Birchas Erusin Mai Mevorich. What is Birchas Erusin? Ravin Barav Ada V'Rabba Barav Ada Tarvayu Mishnah Yehuda Amri. Ravin Barav Ada, Rabba Barav Ada, they both say in the name of Yehuda. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvaysav V'Tzivanu. Blessed are you, God, our God, King of the world, that He sanctified us with His mitzvahs, and He commanded us, Al Ha'arayos, He commanded us not to engage with illicit relations. Va'asar lanu es ha'arusos, He prohibited a woman who is an arusa, who does not have chuppah. Midrabanan, not only can one not have relations with an arusa, one cannot even do yichud with an arusa until you have chuppah, and even chuppah you need also shavah brachos. Kala b'loy bracha, Rashi says asur labala kenida. So you'll say, but it's only drabanan. We make brachas on drabanan. On drabanan we also say vitzivanu v'asar lanu kida ashkechan b'ner chanukah, Rashi says. Asher kedushanu mitzazal ares va'asar lanu es harusos midrabanan v'hiter lanu es hanesuos. And by the way, Rabbeinu Tam adds es hanesuos lanu, which is our minog, al yidei chupa v'kidushin. Rav Acha brei d'Rava masayim ba'mishmei d'Rav Yehuda baruch ato Hashem mekadesh. I think we say amo Yisrael al yidei chupa v'kidushin. Now, here's the question. What kind of bracha is this? What kind of bracha is this? Is this a birchas hamitzvah, which would seem to be indicated by the fact that we say asher kedushanu b'mitzvaysav? Well, that would mean two things. Number one, if it's a birchas hamitzvah, then that means getting married is a mitzvah. It is? Where does it say that? Which mitzvah is it to get married? There's a mitzvah puravu. There's no mitzvah in kedushin. There's a mitzvah in Kedushin? Who said there was a Kedushin? Kedushin l'chayr is a hechsher mitzvah. Right? I mean, there's a mitzvah to get married? Mitzvah to have children. Marriage would then only be a hechsher mitzvah. You know, even the Bia itself, the Shagas Aryeh learns the Bia is the mitzvah of Puravu. The Minchas Chinuch learns it's having a child. But the Kedushin is at most a hechsher mitzvah. L'chayr, one would have thought. So is it a birchas hamitzvah? And secondly, if it's a birchas hamitzvah, so it should be Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvaysav V'Tzivanu Al Ha'arayos. Finished. Like Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvaysav V'Tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, or L'Haniach Tefillin, or Al Mitzvahs Tefillin. But what's this whole nusach? What's this whole long nusach? Now the Gemara sort of talks about this, because the Gemara says if you don't conclude, it's like a bracha on fruit or a bracha on mitzvahs, and the one that holds you do conclude, so it's like kedusha. It's like matters of kedusha. What does that mean? Matters of kedusha, like kiddush. Sanctification. So the question is, what is the genre of this bracha? Is it a berachas hamitzvah, or is it a berachas, or some other kind? Again, if it's a berachas hamitzvah, that would have to mean marriage is a mitzvah. And secondly, it would have to mean that we would have to explain why this bracha is so long. So the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. Nope. One second. Do I have the right thing here? Oh, here. The Rambam, HaRambam Hilchos Ishos Perek Gimel Halacha Chaf Gimel. Kol hamekadesh ish, anyone who gets married, bein al yidei atzmai, bein al yidei shliach, whether you do it yourself or you do it through an agent, tzarch levarech, you have to make a bracha, kaidem hakadushin, ayhu ay shlucha, either you or your agent, kedarach shemavarchin al kol hamitzvahs, like you do for all mitzvahs, v'yachar kach mekadesh, and then you do the kadushin, v'im kidesh, if you do the kadushin, v'loy birech, and you didn't make a bracha, lo yivarech achar kedushin. Don't make the bracha afterwards. Shazu bracha levatala. It's bracha levatala. Mashinasa kvarnasa. Whatever you did, it was already done. You know, let's say a person shook a lulav and esrog and he put it down. To make a bracha is bracha levatala. You can't make a bracha mitzvah after the fact. The Rambam clearly learns that bracha erusin is bracha hamitzvah. And therefore the Rambam says, if you didn't make it before, you cannot make it after. So we mentioned, if you're going to say it's a bracha hamitzvah, so what mitzvah is getting married? Ha! The Rambam's l'shitase. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. The Rambam holds getting married is a mitzvah. Says the Rambam, v'likuchin elu mitzvah sasei shel toirahim. This marriage, it's a mitzvah midairaisa. U'be'echad mishloi shedvar me'elu isha niknes b'kesef b'shtar b'biya. By the way, the Rambam says, the bio vishtar is midairaisa, bekesef is midrabanan. Midivrei soifrim, the Rambam says. Okay, that's a major Rambam. What does the Rambam mean, midivrei soifrim? But the Rambam's lushitas, the Rambam learns kiddushin is a mitzvah saseh. Hence, you could make a berchas ha-mitzvah before the kiddushin. We ask, so just say, baruch atah Hashem li'in v'chelam asher kiddushin v'chelam asher Alhu Araya is and finished like every other Berachas HaMitzvah. So the Meiri addresses this. The Meiri says, "Li nirash ikar abracha al klal anesuim hi shehi mitzvah saseh." The ikar bracha is on the general concept of marriage, which is a mitzvah saseh. Let's start earlier. Nusach berachas erusin asher kedushan v'tzoyosov tzivano alho arayos v'aslan sarusas v'aslan sarusas. V'harbe torchu balafarish heichan matzinu bracha al iser v'aloisase. When do we ever make a bracha that God prohibited something? Did you ever go to McDonald's and then make a bracha? Baruch atah Hashem l'machelam asher kedushan v'tzoyosov tzivano al hakosher V'asar lanu es hanavela, v'hitir lanu es habasar al yidei shechita. When do we ever make bracha on Yisroel? V'oid heich nemar ba v'tzivanu. Tzivanu is an asay. What asay is there? Ad shet tarchu b'peirushim b'dvarim she'ein nirin. Now the Rambam says the lekuchin is the marriage is an asay. The Meiri seems to be saying maybe slightly different. The bracha is on the principle of matrimony in general, which maybe will eventually be done. But nevertheless, the bracha speaks at length about praising God. Because Zivug speaks about extra sanctity, not to seclude without kedushin. K'may shahayu oisin kaidematan Torah. Before Matan Torah, people would have relations without designation. We're thanking Hashem that He sanctified us on the inyan of Arayos, and part of that is that one is not allowed to have relations without Kedushin. Ve'ein birchasenu alo iser, our bracha is not for the prohibition. Ela ala kedusha haba lanu me'iser. We're not making a bracha on the prohibition. We're making a bracha on the sanctity that emerges from that prohibition. So what exactly is the Meiri saying? Not so clear. It seems like he's learning that this bracha is some kind of hybrid. It's a bracha on the mitzvah of nesu'in b'chlal. It's a bracha on the sanctity that emerges from the prohibition. In other words, no sanctity emerges from the fact that you can't eat treif, but sanctity emerges from the fact that you can't be meyached with a woman that does not have kedushin. So now already we're moving in a new direction. The Rambam learns Berchas Erusin is a Berchas HaMitzvah. The Meiri learns it's a Berchas HaMitzvah, but it has some elements of praising Hashem for the sanctity that He endows us with. But the basic machloikis we're going to see is between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam learns it's straight up Berchas HaMitzvah. Maybe there's a reason why we add Shevach. And as we're going to see, the Rush has a completely different understanding of Berchas Erusin. Says the Rush, he quotes the bracha, V'no'agu ha'ino mekadesh yisal yidei chupa v'kedushin yesh makshin al nusach bracha zu. Some ask on this nusach, lama in mevarchin asher kedushan v'tzayzav tzvenu lekadesh asayisha. If it's a Berchas HaMitzvah, so say it straight. Blessed are you, God, that you sanctified us to marry a woman. But we don't say that. We say Al Ho'arayos. If the Rambam is correct, we should just say straight up. Blessed are you, God, that you commanded us to sanctify a woman. Where do we find such a blessing that we bless God for what God prohibited? We never said, thank you Hashem that you asked us from eating living organs and you permitted it through Shechit of Oid. What are we talking about Arayos? You're not marrying your sister over here. What's the Arayos? Also, if it's a matter of Berchas HaMitzvah, as the Rambam learns, why are we saying anything about Chuppah? So the Rosh has three kashas on the Rambam. That if Berchas Erusin is a bracha on the Erusin, we should say straight up, L'kadesh HaSeisha. Number two, where do we ever make a bracha on something that God assert? Number three, why do we mention Arayos? There's no Arayos here. And number four questions on the Rosh, why do we talk about Chuppah? Says the Holy Rush, and the reason I say the Holy Rush, the Magid told the Beis Yosef that Asher Kaddishi, that Rabbeinu Asher was the holiest, he excelled in the midah of Kedusha. Says the Rush, V'nirali ki brachas v'eina bercha la'asiyas ha-mitzvah, it's not a bercha ha-mitzvah, ki piriya v'rivya hainu kiyam ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is procreation. V'yimlakach pilegesh, if you take a concubine and you had children, you don't have to get married. Likewise, if somebody marries an old woman, a barren woman, or if someone is impotent and they get married, they make brachas chasanim. How? But what about Perivirivya? Shainbo, Kiyom Mitzvah's Perivirivya. And they're not Mechuyiv in Kedushin. In other words, question. Someone who's not going to have children, so there's no mitzvah in their marriage, so why would they make a bracha if it's not going to bring to Periya Verivya? And even if you marry one l'shem peri v'rivya, kivan she'efshel l'kayim mitzvahs peri v'rivya b'loy kedushin. Let's see what this is going on. Yeah, the Bach changes it. It should say, since it's possible, you could have, you know, if somebody lives with a woman and produces children, they're mekayim puravu, even if they never get married. It's not like shechita, where you're not mechuyuv to shechdanit. When you shechdanit, you make a bracha. So why don't we say the same thing here? You're not mechuyuv to marry a woman. There's no way to eat without shechita. But here, there's a way to have puravu without kedushin. You live with the woman. The Rush says, if a man lives with a woman illicitly and they produce children, they're mekayim, the mitzvah of puravu, lechatchila, behidr, kedushin is not needed to have children. It might not be good, they might not like it in the shul, they might not give you an aliyah. You might not get great shiduchim for your kids, but you're mekayim the mitzvah puravu, even if you never marry the woman. By shechita, I understand you make a bracha. There's no way to eat without shechita, but here there's a way to have kids without kedushin. V'gam hasam afkei krab lashon sivoy. There, the pasuk uses a lashon sivoy. T'chsev v'zavachta v'yachalta. But here it says ki yikach ish. And also by kodshim you need to do shechita. So what exactly is Berchas Erusin? In the opinion of the Rush, the mitzvah is procreation. And yet if you're not going to procreate with the woman, you still make the bracha. And you don't need to get married to have children. Having children is a separate mitzvah. It's not connected to marriage. Therefore, says the Rush, Ubracha zu niskena lase shavach l'kadosh baruch hu asher kedeshanu b'mitzvah isav. This is a Berchas HaShevach. We're praising Hashem that He sanctified us. Normally, when we say Hashem sanctified us, it's a Berchas HaMitzvah. But here, we're praising Hashem that He sanctified us. V'hivdilonu min ha'amim, v'tzivanu l'kadesh isha, hamuteres lanu. And He commanded us to sanctify a woman that's permitted. V'loy achas min harayos, and not one of the harayos. You hear this? It's a Berchas HaShevach, the Rush says. The Hizkiroi by Isra Arusa. So why are we talking about the Isra of an Arusa and the Heter of an Asua, b'chuppa? But you're not allowed to do chuppa. We're not up to chuppa. Shalo yita adam loyma. So a person doesn't make a mistake to say, Sha'abracha shal kedushin niskana la'atiroloi. We don't want a person to think that the brach of kedushin is a matir. Because if you're going to make a bracha on the Kedushin, a person will say, oh, I made a bracha, now it's mutter. Same way I make a bracha on an apple, the apple is mutter. I made a bracha on the woman, now I can live with her. No, we mentioned chuppah, so you don't make a mistake and think, okay, you can live with her now. L'kach hezkiru chuppah l'amr d'zavka brachas chuppah hi amat teras hakala. U'l'hachi nami higdimoy chuppah l'kedushin loymar v'hitir lanu es hanesuois aydei chuppah she'achar brachas hakedushin. The reason why it said chuppah is you ain't going to be mutter until you do the chuppah. The bottom line is the Rush holds that Berchas Erusin is a Berchas Ha. The Rush holds that Berchas Ha Erusin is a Berchas Ha Shevach. The Netziv in the Hamek Sheila in Mitzvah Kuf Samachay, again, the Rambam learns it's a Berchas HaMitzvah. The Meiri says maybe there's some elements of Shevach in there, but in principle it's a Berchas HaMitzvah. And the Rambam Shita is the Mitzvah is Kedushin. The Rush learns there's no Mitzvah in Kedushin, it seems like. The Mitzvah is Puravu, and you can be Mekayim Puravu without Kedushin. But rather, Berachas HaErusin is Berachas HaShevach. So look how the Netziv says. The Netziv says, V'choylek oir HaRambam, B'mashakoz HaRosh, She'ein b'nesiyas isha shum mitzvah saseh b'kedushin. The Netziv understands that the Rosh holds there is no mitzvah in marriage. By the way, there's an interesting chiddush that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, you know, the custom is when the chassan and the kala walk down the aisle, people stand up. So sometimes you have, you know, big rabbis, they bedafka, they stay seated. What am I standing up for the chassan and kala for? Who are they? Rabbi Yaakov would say you should stand up because there's an idea that by Bikurim, that when the Mevi Bikurim came to Yerushalayim, they would stand up because there's an idea to stand up for Oisei Mitzvah. So since the Chassan and Kala are doing a Mitzvah, you stand up for them. That's the Shita of the Rambam, that they're doing a Mitzvah, that the Kedushin is a Mitzvah. According to the Rosh, there's no Mitzvah. Right? So one nafkamina here would be, do you stand up for the Chassan and the Kala? According to the Rambam, maybe you stand up. According to the Rosh, they ain't doing anything. According to the Rosh, the Mitzvah is procreation. So it says in the Netziv, "Cholik oig haRambam, Ashkaz haRosh, ain b'nasiyas isha shumitz as kedushin, v'apidivrei Torah ain iser liva b'li kedushin." The Rosh learns midai raisa, you're allowed to have it without kedushin. But the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ishos, I think we saw it already, right? We saw this. The Rambam says, "Look, before matan Torah, a person can meet a woman b'shuk, and if he wants, and he wants." He would bring her home, and she would be his wife. But when the Torah was given, the Jewish people were commanded that if a person wants to get married, he has to be koiner her first. And then she could be a woman. And this taking, the Rambam learns, the formal taking of a woman is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rosh says, what are you talking about? Mitzvah d'oraisa, you're allowed to have bia without any kedushin. The Rambam writes in Chosish, "Kivin shenitna tar liyisor netzavu shemiyotza ishlisa isha yiknai satchila b'fnei edim ve'achar kach tiyaloi liyisha shenemar ki kach ish isha b'la uvala v'kuchanelam esasay shatara harei da'afil." That means even if there is no such thing as procreation, there would still be a mitzvah sasay that if you want to live with the woman, you have to do kedushin. Like if you want to eat a piece of meat, you got to do shechita. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says the mitzvah is procreation. Midrabanon, you can't live with a woman if you didn't do kedushin. The Rambam holds midairaisa, you can't live with the woman if you didn't do kedushin. Here, this major machlokes. The Rambam learns biblically, if you want to live with a woman, you got to take her with a formal kinyan b'fnei edim. The Rosh learns that's drabanon. Midairaisa, you could live with her. Not only that, midairaisa, you could be mekayim puruvu. Now the Rambam probably would also say you could be Mekayim Pur Revu even if you're not married. It's just you're violating an Isser. So again, I want to clarify, the Shita of the Netziv is that the reason why the Rosh learns that Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaShevach and not a Birchas HaMitzvah is because the Netziv holds that the Rosh holds there's no mitzvah in the Torah to marry a woman. It's only Midrabanan. The mitzvah is procreation, and biblically you can procreate without kedushin. The Rambam holds biblically you must be married. That's how the Netziv grips the Rosh. Not everybody grips the Rosh that way. Some learn avada kedushin is somewhat of a mitzvah, but it's not the gemar mitzvah, and you don't make a bracha on the beginning of a mitzvah. That's how the Ran learns. The Ran learns v'im toimar. Heichon matzino bracha kagoyin zush mavarchin al iser v'aloyein mavarchin sha'asalanu eiver menachay v'etalanu as hashachod. Why do we say arayos? Why do we have such a long bracha? We should have a matbea katzar like ala mila, ala shchita. Says the Ran, devadei ein bracha zu brachas hamitzvah mamish. Look at this lashon. He's not saying it's not a mitzvah, not a berachas mitzvah at all. The Rosh said, see the Lashon of the Rosh. The Lashon of the Rosh was, Ki berachas ein a berachal asiyas ha-mitzvah. The Rosh says it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah. The Ran says it's not Berachas HaMitzvah. Mamish. She'ev shelevarach kafi ma'asheroi beberachas HaMitzvahis. It's not possibly mevarach what would be fitting for Berachas HaMitzvahis. Because ein levarach b'shas kedushin asher kedushanu b'mitzvahisav v'tzivanu ala kedushin. You know why? Mishum de'ein mevarchin al mitzvah she'ein asiyasa gemar malachta. We don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that its performance is not its completion. Ki ha de'akati michsura mesira l'chuppah. You're still missing going to the chuppah. Not like the Netziv. The Netziv says there's no mitzvah to get married. No, maybe the Rambam's right. There's a mitzvah to get married, but the mitzvah is incomplete because she has to go to the chuppah. So make the bracha at the time of the chuppah. V'shaz nizel l'chuppah nami yavshol le'levarcha. Al kedushin, time of the chuppah, you can't make a bracha on the kedushin. So make a bracha just on the chuppah. V'chuppah kivin shekvar kidesh mizman meruba. So he says like this. You can't make a bracha at the time of the Kedushin because you're still missing going to the Chuppah. You can't make a bracha on the Chuppah later because you already did the Kedushin. And in a situation where you're doing both of them together, we're only going to enact a bracha for such a circumstance. V'kivon de'berchas mitzvah mamish yevsher, lo'iratzu lo'hoitzi mitzvah zu b'loi bracha klal. A typical berchas ha-mitzvah is not possible. So therefore, they didn't want it to be without a bracha at all. V'tiknu levarech ba al kedushasan shel Yisrael. They were mesakin to make a bracha on the sanctity of Israel. V'ahaynu shakadosh baruch hu bachar bahen v'kidshan be'inyan zivug. Be'asur lahem, uve'mutter lahem. I believe this is slightly different than the Rosh. The Rosh learns this is a Berachas HaShevach. It's a Berachas HaShevach. We praise God for lightning. We praise God for thunder. We praise God for the great oceans. We praise God for sanctifying Israel. The Ran learns, really, we would like to make a Berachas HaMitzvah, but the circumstance doesn't allow us, so what could we do? This is a conciliatory type of bracha. It's quasi-mitzvah, and praising Hashem for the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, but it's like an atypical kind of bracha. So let's just conclude. What's the nafka mina? What kind of bracha it is? Whether it's a berachas hashevach or a berachas hamitzvah. Well, one we sort of saw. Let's say you didn't make the bracha before. By the way, berachas hashevach. Do you make a berachas hashevach before you do a mitzvah or after? Before, do you first make the berachas hashevach and then you look at the Atlantic Ocean? No, you dafka do it after. So the Ritva says, "V'no'agu b'roiv makom esomer bracha zu achar hakedushin." By the way, another thing is who should make the bracha. According to the Rambam, the concept of seder kedushin is the most bizarre thing in the world. It's like min hakisei. Basically, we're trying to invent a kibud. You know, min hakvater. Actually, it's worse than that. If I do a mitzvah, you can't make a bracha for me. Hey, you know, I'll put on tefillin, you make the bracha for me? Does that make any sense? The Ritva says, V'ika dekashale, akaimelen kol berachas hamitzvahs mevarach lehem oivel asiyasam. The Rambam goes so far and he says, if you did kedushin out of bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha after. It's a bracha latola. Says the Ritva, the Rambam's not correct. By other mitzvahs, it's a berachas hamitzvah, so the berachas hamitzvah has to precede, but this is not a berachas hamitzvah at all. If it was a berachas hamitzvah, we would say, Asher Gisam Zatzvanu ala Kedushin. We wouldn't say anything ala Arayos. Where do we ever find the berachas hamitzvah on Isser? Do we say, Asher Asalon Eber Menachai? Why do we mention Chuppah? Also, if it's a berachas hamitzvah, then the groom needs to make the bracha. Where do we ever find Reuven does the mitzvah and Shimon makes the bracha? Says the Ritva, it's an inyan of kedusha that God sanctified in us from the other umais, the inyan perivirivya. And because it's an inyan of kedusha, that's why we make it ala kois. And therefore, says the Ritva, ru'uya hi la'imra achar hakedushin. Therefore, it's proper to say it after kedushin. You hear this? The Ritva says, dafka do it after kedushin. By the way, when do we do it? Before or after? Anyone remember? I know you haven't been to a chasna in like 5 years since COVID, but before! Who's that like? The Rambam! But who makes it? Someone with a long beard. Who's that like? That's like the Rush. Very interesting. So we're choshish for Shitas HaRambam. Don't do it after. It's a bracha levatala. But not so far as to make the chasan make the bracha. Because the future father-in-law, who thought that this guy was going to be the next Gadol Adar, might not be so happy when the guy can't even read a simple bracha. And he might say Baruch instead of Baruch. And then the father-in-law will see he can't even read Lashon HaKodesh. But Umayata Ruya Hilo Amra Achar Kedushin. It should be after Shekin Kobrach Shakudun Bracha Noisa Achar Shechala Kedusha V'chein Adin Noisein. Ela Shabbat Mixas Mekoimus Nogil Varchas Akoidam. And so you could give the following reason. Gafa Pishena Berchas HaMitzvois Kivan Sh'oimedes B'mokoin Berchas HaMitzvois Magdimenoisa La'akdim Berchal HaMaisa Vein Mevalin Minog B'davarza. Here like this. This sounds like what the Ran was saying. We would really like to make a Berachas HaMitzvah here, but we're not able to because there's no juncture that we can. Because, as we mentioned, you can't do it before because it's not finished. You can't do it after because you already did it partially. So it's sort of, and we don't want this to be a situation without any bracha at all. So this, since this mitzvah takes the place, since this bracha takes the place of Berachas HaMitzvah, it is done before. Okay, Rabbeisai, so here we have it. Shitas HaRambam, it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. Shitas HaRosh, it's a Berachas HaShvach. Why does the Rosh not hold it's a Berachas HaMitzvah? The Netziv says, because there's no mitzvah to get married, according to the Rosh. The Ran says, no, it might be a mitzvah, but it's not the Gemar mitzvah. What's the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rosh? Two nafkaminas, we said. According to the Rambam, the bracha needs to be before. According to the Rosh, perhaps it needs to be after. According to the Rambam, the groom should do it himself. According to the Rosh, anyone can make the bracha. Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Next week, Sheva Brachais. Okay, Shkoyach, everyone. Have a good day. Kol Tov. Thanks for joining. Rabbi Aaron, I see you came back. Okay, welcome back. Nice to see you. Kol Tov. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.